This is Wild Talk, brought to you by IUCN and WWF.
Silvira, thank you for joining us from California. You're a deep ocean explorer and have led more than 50 expeditions, clocking up some 6,000 hours underwater. Clearly, you're a dedicated champion of the deep ocean, and in recognition of this, you've just been awarded the 2009 TED Prize, which celebrates technology, entertainment, and design. What does this prize mean to you?
The real prize is being granted a wish. It's been a lifetime wish. I mean, I remember more than 30 years ago being asked, if you could do one thing to make a difference, what would it be? And I didn't hesitate, because it is what I feel very strongly about. We need to protect the wild. We need to protect the natural systems. This is it, this planet, this water-blessed planet. The ocean is the blue heart of the planet. Another very exciting thing that has just happened, just in the same week, the launch of the ocean in Google Earth, embedded within that, a map that IUCN has pulled together of where in the ocean there are protected areas. And the good news is that there are more than 4,500 protected areas, but the not so good news is you have to really look hard to find them. And all put together, it comes to about 0.8 of 1% of the ocean. That's just not enough.
We seem to have reached a certain level of public awareness when it comes to environmental issues, including those concerning the ocean, but we are moving at a snail's pace when it comes to concrete action. Yeah. How do you think we can turn this around?
I'm encouraged about amping up the public awareness because of the messages we're getting from nature herself. Changes that are taking place are occurring so fast that you can't miss the human impacts. This is all we've got to work with, and our numbers now are rapidly approaching 7 billion people. The planet isn't getting any bigger. What's encouraging is that decision makers, policy makers, are now making the connection between life and the environment, our ability to survive here. But for sure, people cannot care, they cannot act, if they do not know. I really applaud IUCN. It's one of the best hopes there is for getting governments and NGOs to work together to understand what the problems are and then to fill that gap, to take action. There is no organization in the world like IUCN. If it didn't already exist, we'd have to invent it, because it does provide that crucial network of pulling people together on a global scale.
In your lifetime, what sort of positive changes have you seen in terms of oceans, and what has deteriorated the most?
Let's start with the bad news. Seeing loss of essentially half of the coral reefs, gone or serious decline. The flip side of that, the good news is that about half are still around. But we can't allow these trends to continue, because if they do, there won't be any coral reefs in another 50 years. I mean, it's just astonishing how fast this has happened. Seeing 90% or so of the big fish, and even many of the little fish as well, herring, menhaden, capelin, have gone into a freefall decline in my lifetime. That's the bad news. The good news is they aren't all gone. We still have some sharks. There's still some oysters in Chesapeake Bay. Not many, but there are still some there. Right now in the Pacific Ocean, there are some broad areas that should be headline news, where low oxygen is causing die-offs of organisms. We should wake up and say, what is going on? We depend on there being about 20% oxygen in the atmosphere, most of it generated in the sea. If we keep doing what we're now doing, in another 50 years, coral reefs will be gone. In another 50 years, sharks, tunas, swordfish, the big fish, and many of the small fish as well, will simply be gone. There won't be commercial fishing, because there won't be any fish. What has happened in my lifetime drives me to do everything I can to let the world know that we have a problem, but it's not too late to do something about it.
Sylvia Earle, thank you very much. For Wild Talk, I'm Sarah Horsley.
Wild Talk. Find out more on the web at iucn.org or at panda.org.